Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
First of all, it's great always to go over to the West and have a chat to Simon Miller. How are you, Simon?
Very well, Michael. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Looking forward to seeing you in Adelaide this weekend. Attempting to win a Group 1. How is First Among Equals? Has he made the trip across?
Yeah, he's over in Melbourne at the moment. He travelled over middle of last week after the Northern Sprint win. Settled in well there. I just selected to keep him at Caulfield and let him settle in there and just swing him across Thursday night to Adelaide. So he's done well since arriving, worked strong this morning. So he's bang on, ready to go for Saturday.
So logistically, that's what you have to do from Perth. You fly them to Melbourne and then you road trip them to Adelaide.
Yeah, I previously when I went across the Power Princess, I got her to Melbourne and then tracked her straight across to Adelaide because she was going to be there for 3 runs. And so it was easy just to get her there and leave her there. But in this scenario, we're probably only going over for the 1 run, so I could just bunk him up at Caulfield and just transfer him later in the week. So logistically, it's a bit of a nightmare from here, but at least we're still able to run him.
We've seen that he's proven himself in the West as one of the top sprinters. He's won more than $600,000 in prize money. This time in, he's had the 1 run at Northam, and that was an impressive win. How's he gone on from that?
He's been good, Michael. It was pretty good Northern Sprint race that, and I know he only won by a nose and it was a couple of lengths back to third, but I rode him pretty close that day and I was worried about the tempo. And when you're riding close, he's not as effective finishing off, albeit he still ran home 33 in slick time. But you'd say the tempo would be a lot more genuine come Saturday. So if we can just park him midfield and put him to sleep early, he'll savage a line late. So his record's pretty imposing and he's worthy of a run, and his winner bottom run last year over here was outstanding, albeit luckless, and the format of that race has been enormous. So he was always going to come across, but probably just because he had a strong winter campaign and then went deep into December, I just elected to miss the Oakley Plate and the Newmarket and the likes of that and just keep him for the Goodwood. So had to win the Northern Sprint to warrant going, and he did, so it's worthy. I'm wrapped his over there.
Well, he steps up to the Group 1 here in the Eastern States, and you can probably get a bit of a form line about the strength of the race. Obviously, Backheart Bart's going to be the horse to beat, but a fellow West Aussie who's now in the care of the Hayes Dabernick team, Vega Magic, is also going to be one of the hardest to beat. You've knocked into Vega Magic a few times.
Yeah, we have, and I think we've had the wood on him a couple of times as well, so it's been pretty positive from his point of view. And in that Winterbottom, Shidell, we all hit the line together with her, and she's come out and franked the form, and Terra Vista franked the form, and Malaguerre was in it. So it's been a really good form race, and I think that Moorfield track will suit him as well. You know, he can sweep into it and sustain a long run, so I'm pretty lucky from a trainer's point of view. Like, you can handle wet or dry, and you can ride him forward or back. So he's pretty versatile. So whatever conditions prevail Saturday, I'll be able to adapt.
We're seeing more horses from the West come over now, especially the sprinters. Do you think the sprinters over in WA are on par with the Eastern State Brigade?
Yeah, no doubt. Sprinters have always been very strong here. And when they have gone across, they've held their own. I think the staying ranks are still a fair way behind, but you'll see a lot more travel. I mean, even Neville's started to do a fair bit of it now, and Bob sent him across to Darren. So look, the ones that have gone across have all held their own, which is pleasing from our point of view, because it probably showcases the strength that we've got here. So it's nice to see him go across.
We spoke to you at the back end of the spring and you mooted that you were considering bringing a big team across to Melbourne for maybe this the spring carnival later on. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I just got to pick the right ones. Cape Arena, she would have been the definite one. I was nearly going to bring her across for the Sangster. But the owners want to win the Winterbottom, so probably the best logical path for her is just to keep her local and then give her a little spell after Saturday's race and aim her up at that. so she won't come across. But there's still a few. There's a couple of nice unraced horses that may sort of head towards a 1,000 guineas path, but they've still got to do a lot of things here to warrant going there. But we're in a good position. We've got a strong team, and the majority of our team's young. So we've got a good handle on things over here, which is really pleasing.
Well, you did so well with Whispering Brook last spring as well. Caprahenia, you mentioned, she goes to the Roma Cup then on Saturday. She's come back in brilliant form. She'd be hard to beat, wouldn't she?
You'd think so. She's taken on the older horses for the first time, but she does get the weight relief. And the backup won't worry her. I backed her up over the carnival, and she demolished them pretty good. So she's 1,000 up to 1,200. I think that'll suit her. I've trained her pretty soft this time in with this race earmarked. So she's definitely the one to beat. And then win, lose or draw, she'll be in the paddock come Monday. And then we'll start to prepare for a summer assault over here.
And what's the future plan for First Among Equals? Will you maybe press on up north with him?
Possibly. I'll get through Saturday first, and then we'll just see. I mean, it's only his second run. I don't know where we'll go after. I mean, if he was to come out and win, well, then the logical path is to head up north, no doubt. But I'm not too sure yet. I'll just let dust settle from Saturday, and then I'll just leave it up to Dean Lester. He can do my programming. It's great. He just lined them up, and I just get them there. So it works in beautifully.
Well, you've got a great strike rate, Simon, when we put you on the spot for one. How do you think First Among Equals will handle himself in Saturday's Goodwood?
Yeah, I'm wrapped with him. I think he's worthy of an each-way ticket. And he'll savage a line. He'll be strong late, and he'll be running through the line. So I suppose Blackheart Bart's definitely the one to beat at the set weights and penalties. But my boy's worthy of an each-way ticket for sure, and he's I think he's each-way. I just saw double figures, so definitely have something on.
All right, beautiful. Anything else we should be looking at over in the West?
Copper in your Saturday in the Roma Cup.
All right, beautiful. Good on you, Simon. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.